2026年4月的一个午夜。
At midnight on April 2026,
杭州丁丁大楼里边呢
，Inside the Ding Ding Building in Hangzhou,
有几个产品经理
，Several product managers,
他们趴在这个窗边就干一件事
They sit by this window and do one thing,
数对面那个飞书大楼里边的灯啊。
Count the number of lights on the Feishu building across the street.
几点钟熄？对面的灯不熄。
What time did the neighbor's light not turn off?
他们就不敢下班。
They didn't dare to quit their jobs.
这是前几天那篇75000字离职长文里边爆出来的细节。
These are the details that were revealed in the 7,500-word resignation article from a few days ago.
这个行动呢，居然还有一个正式代号。
This action actually has an official code name.
叫做望舒。长文炸了之后啊
，After the incident involving Wang Su,
丁丁的前副总裁也跟着发声了。
Ding Dong's former vice president also spoke out.
原话是啊
The original sentences are yes.
一周七天，早上九点上班。
One week, seven days. Start work at 9 a.m.
凌晨两点到家，就睡五个小时。
From 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. I slept for 5 hours.
我真的想多活几年。
I really want to live a few more years.
然后呢
Then,
阿里合伙人委员会公开批评
Criticized by the Alibaba Partnership Committee.
这不是阿里文化该有的样子。
This is not the way that Alibaba should be.
一周之内，钉钉 CEO 下台了。
In one week, Ding Dong's CEO was ousted.
但是今天呢，我不想骂钉钉啊。
But today, I don't want to scold Ding Ding.
我想接着昨天的话题继续往下说。
I want to continue the conversation from yesterday.
昨天我说小这个公司里面啊。
Yesterday, I said that in this company.
你就不要迷信这种大厂程序员了。
Don't be fooled by these big company programmers.
他们的这个战斗力。
Their combat strength.
他离不开大厂那一整套系统，人离开系统他就不赚了。
He can't leave the big company's entire system. Once he leaves the system, he won't be able to transfer.
那今天呢，咱们反过来问一句话啊。
So today we're going to ask a question in reverse.
你说这套系统，他天天磨人，磨到凌晨两点。
You said that this system keeps working and annoying people until 2 a.m.
它到底把人磨成什么样了
？What has it turned people into?
先看一个怪事啊。
Let's see a strange thing.
现在 AI 来了。
Now AI is here.
市场还在呀。
The market is still there.
活还在呀。
Still alive.
为什么大厂的第一反应
？Why the first reaction of large companies is？
那全是裁员呢。
He was all laid off。
为什么不把 AI 发给员工
？Why don't you give AI to employees？
让他们去抢更大的市场呢
？Let them go and grab a larger market。
因为发了也没有用。你
？Because it's useless to send it。
你觉得一家公司里面真正有主观能动性有
What do you think of a company that truly has subjective initiative?
创造力的人有多少
How many people are creative?
以前讲这个28定律啊
I used to talk about this.
以我自己真实的创业经历来看
Based on my own real entrepreneurial experience,
真正的这个真实比例应该是2:98。
The real ratio should be 2:98.
剩下的98%全是打螺丝的。
The remaining 98% are all about screwing in screws.
你让打螺丝的人用 AI， 他只会用 AI 去打螺丝。
You make the screwdriver use AI, he will only use AI to screw.
但是呢，你先别着急。
But don't rush.
怪这98%啊。
It's really annoying.
他们不是天生的螺丝。
They are not born with the ability to screw.
是那套系统。
That system.
什么打卡呀，监。
What are you checking in?
监控键盘呢。
Monitor keyboard.
离开工位超时报警半。
The alarm for leaving the workstation without authorization.
夜宿对面楼的灯花了十几年。
I've been counting the lights of the building across the street for over 10 years.
把人一颗一颗磨成螺丝的。筛选。
The ruthless elimination.
听话的奖励。
Rewards for obedience.
服从的干掉。
Obedience.
有想法的。
I have an idea.
现在 AI 来了。
Now AI is here.
组织回头去问员工啊。
Ask the employees to come back and ask.
哎，你怎么没有创造力呀？
How come you don't have creativity?
这也问得出口啊。
This is a good question.
创造力不是你们亲手给磨掉的吗？
Is this not the result of your own creation?
讲到这儿啊
，Here，
昨天的问题和今天的问题就对上了。
The problems from yesterday and today collided.
为什么大厂程序员离开系统就没有了战斗力
？Why do programmers from large companies lose their fighting spirit when they leave the company？
因为系统给他的从来都不是创造力。
Because the system never gave him creativity.
是拧螺丝的那个精度。
It's the precision of tightening screws.
而拧螺丝这件事情恰恰是 AI 干的。
And the task of tightening screws is precisely what AI is doing.
最快。
Fastest.
最好还不要加班费的事情。
It's best not to have to pay overtime.
所以你看懂了吗？
So, do you understand?
离开大厂就归零的那批人和被 AI 第一个替代的那批人是同一批人。
Those who left big companies and returned to zero and those who were the first to be replaced by AI are the same group of people.
大厂裁的不是人。
The big companies are not laying off people.
是自己亲手造出来的螺丝。
These are screws that I made myself.
而那套造螺丝的系统才是真正应该被裁掉的东西。
And the screw making system is the one that should really be cut.